Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
18 years ago this month, we had the great fortune to meet Barbara Weltman, and she's been hanging out with us ever since here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Barbara Weltman, happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, thank you. Back at you.
And welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit and celebrating the anniversary of Barbara's first time on the show, and so much great information and perspectives and knowledge and rules and regulations. No telling how many small business owners you've helped with their taxes, Barbara, here on just on my show in the last 18 years. Never mind all the folks who you get to all the other different ways. BarbaraWeltman.com, folks, I encourage you to do that. Be sure to check out her J.K. Lasser series on small business taxes that she's been doing now for all these years. Barbara, thanks again for being here. And she's a tax attorney, by the way, folks, and she studies these things all the time. What can small business owners do today to impact their 2015 taxes?
Well, I want to make 2 points. One is that if you're a corporation, C or S, the filing deadline is coming up March 15th. So either make sure you're going to be able to file by then or apply for an extension. And you don't have to give a reason for the extension. But
I do it every year.
You do have to submit the paperwork. And so
you do it online.
You can do it online.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, you don't need... You don't need your CPA to do it.
Mm-mm.
You can do it yourself. It's really,
yeah.
It's really easy.
It's fall off a log easy.
Yes. So that's one point. The other point is that there are many elections available to small business owners, and you and your tax advisor need to sit down and see which elections may be most beneficial to you, because you have to take affirmative action. If you want these benefits, you got to check a box on a return or attach a statement or do something affirmative. So, for example, let's say you bought 3 smartphones for your business last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you can expense them, and there are other ways to write them off, but there's another option, which is to make what's called the de minimis safe harbor election.
Hmm.
And instead of treating it as a capital item, you treat it as material and supplies, and you just deduct it. It's up to $500 per item or invoice on a 2015 return.
Right.
And that eliminates the need to then do all the record keeping for all of this stuff, and it makes it simple for you. You can't add it to your balance sheet, but...
Right.
You know, who cares?
Yeah, well, as a small business owner, you don't really need that. But we have to mention, I don't think you have yet, is about the Section 179, right?
I just said there is. We do have the Section 179 deduction, which is now permanent.
Now permanent. That's the main thing. I may have missed you saying that, because I mean this is breaking news almost, isn't it, Barbara? Consider all the years you and I've been fussing about the fact that it wasn't permanent, and now it is. That the 179 direct expensing and the R&D.
And the research credit is also permanent, which is great.
Yeah, so that's one good thing, one piece of reform, tax reform that we actually got in December. Remind them, but now that course, that ship sailed on that. On the 179 direct expensing for last year, you had to have that in service. What else can we do?
Exactly. Well, there are a whole slew of things that got extended. The good news is that the things that weren't made permanent are at least in place for 2016 as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can certainly be doing your planning for the current year now, and when you talk with your tax advisor, those are the things you want to touch base with. You want to know about, for example, the work opportunity credit applies, and there's a new category for 2016 that we never had before.
Really?
For long-term unemployed, somebody who's been out of work for at least 27 weeks. So these are the kinds of things that are worth discussing. Because,
but if you're a small business owner and you haven't paid yourself in 26 weeks, that doesn't count, right? Because,
no, it doesn't
because
work
I,
that way.
I have my hand up. I've been there before.
Oh yeah, that's true. I was talking about it the other day with somebody. When you have payroll and you're cash tight, you're the last one to get paid. And
that's right.
Sometimes it takes a long time to catch up.
That's right. So, what are some other things?
Well, you mentioned the research credit, which is permanent.
Right.
A lot of the tax breaks related to the to making leasehold restaurant and retail improvements have been extended. Some permanent. For example, you can use first year expensing. In 2015, it's up to $250,000
right.
of these kinds of costs. But next year, that cap is eliminated. So it's the basic Section 179 cap, which is going to
right.
be $500,000 next year as well. Also, you know, they made that subject to inflation adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
So, but because of low inflation, it's going to be the same number
right.
in 2016.
Now, also, you can, and of course, on the personal side, you still can fund, you can still elect, and you fund your IRA.
You can up until April 18th,
whatever the day is this year.
You got
to April to do that, right?
Late. Yeah, and also you can still set up and fund a SEP plan for your business if you find out you're profitable and you don't have a retirement plan in place.
Right.
You got to cover your employees, but it's a great savings.
And check it all out, folks, at BarbaraWeltman.com and her books, the J.K. Lasser series of Small Business Taxes 2016. Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job. Thanks for 18 great years.
Oh, congratulations to you.
Thanks. Barbara Weltman. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.